The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Thursdays this month, we are doing Power of Pink interviews, talking about the efforts of the Community Cancer Center and hearing stories of cancer survivors. Linda Guadan, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a bit about your story.
Well, I just went in at the end of December 2016 for my annual routine mammogram, and they found a spot there, and they had me come back the same day for another test. And within a couple days, I found out that I had a lump in my breast. And seriously, they moved so quickly on, my head was spinning because they found it, not me. And that just started my journey of cancer.
What was it like when one of the medical professionals looked at you and said, do you have cancer?
You know, when they first told me, it was kind of like it was surreal. I have a very strong faith in God. And I didn't cry. I kind of have the attitude, because I do have a strong faith, like, okay, let's find out what this is and what do we have to do about it. And that's where I went from there until the day I had my head shaved.
Well, how long was that?
That was only about a month and a half. They moved very quickly and got me signed up for chemo. I went through chemo for months and then did radiation. But after my first chemo, my hair started to come out. So I told my kids, I need to go shave it because I can't be doing this. And my kids, daughter and grandson and granddaughter, went with me. And my grandson surprised me by shaving his head before me. And when I went home that day and looked in the mirror bald, that's when I got some tears and said, I really have the big C. I really have it. But before I shaved my head, it was just surreal. I didn't really take it in that I had cancer until I saw myself bald.
Did you always think that, you know, it probably wouldn't happen to you?
I never thought about it. I did my mammograms every year. I don't tend to worry about things like that. I just, when something like that does happen, I give it to God and I go from there. I give everything to God and know that we're going to get through it somehow. I don't tend to worry about stuff like that.
So talk about how things progressed with your cancer.
With my treatment, I had my good days, bad days. I had very sick days. I journaled every day. I look back now in my journals. I had many days that I was like, yeah, this is fine. I can kick this. I had other days when I was almost in tears going, I just really don't know if I can do this or not. And now when I look back in my journal, I see that those days when I didn't think I was going to make it, God carried me on those days that I couldn't walk myself through it. I just really have a strong faith, and it's my faith is what got me through, plus a amazing support group.
What was it like to be able to be treated here, not having to go out of town?
I don't think I could have gone through treatment out of town. Our cancer center is amazing. They are now my second family. I actually volunteer there now. I don't think I could have done what I did here in town if I would have had to go out of town. And we've got the best doctors. They're angels from God who took care of us. And like I said, I went through a year of treatment through chemo and radiation. Now I volunteer there at Douglas County Cancer Services. They are my second family. I love giving back. I love being able to be there to talk to new patients, to let them know that it's not an easy road. It can be tough, and it's not all joyful, but it's doable. It is doable.
What was that year of treatment like?
It was tough. My kids actually, where I used to take grandkids to school and sports and everything, my kids basically took me off the calendar for a year. And they told me, and it's the first time probably I've ever said, I think I need this time to take care of me because I'm not a me person. And they took me off the calendar, and I had to take that time to take care of me. I had to give in to naps, to being tired, to not feeling like going places. I had to, you know, days of rest I fought. And finally, someone told me one day, if you don't lay down and rest, then God has no time to work on you. And so I did realize I needed that rest. I still have days when I need rest. But it was a long process, but I would do it again if I had to do it again. And our cancer center is amazing.
So after that year of treatment, where did things stand?
Now I've been cancer-free for 3 years. I still, every 6 months, I go and get my mammograms. I still have some iffy stuff when I have them, but I've been free of cancer since 2017, the end. And like I said, the Cancer Center has become my second family. I spend my time over there as much as I can. Even during COVID, I was like, please let me go over there and do the office because I'm alone. So it means just a lot for me to give back to those who are going through it now.
What do you get out of that, being able to help people that are now on the road that you were on?
It blesses me. And I tell people, please let us help you. We're not, you know, that's what we're there for. And I didn't know a lot about our office when I went through cancer. I didn't know about our office, DCCS. And so now to be there and give back and be able to have someone come in the office upset or, you know, down and be able to have them leave with a smile because we've helped them or given them a wig or given them, you know, financial assistance or just the fact that you're going to do fine. You're going to make it through this. It's tough, but it's doable. And there's so much new technology out there for cancer patients now. It's for someone to say, no, I don't want to go through chemo. They've come so far with treatment. And it just breaks my heart when someone thinks years ago when you heard cancer, it was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Well, it's not like that now. There's so many new treatments and so many new things that, you know, yeah, we sometimes lose a patient, but we see so many walk out of there healed. And it's a blessing. It blesses me to be able to give back. And they come in, I can say, I know what you're going through. I've been there. I've done that. And that's what blesses me to be able to give somebody a good day.
Well, Linda, thanks for coming in and telling your story this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Power of Pink with Community Cancer Center. Check their website for more information. That's our morning conversation, 842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh.